Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Doug Barry back on the show. I know. I'm excited too. Settle down. Don't make me turn this car around. Doug's been a member of our Brain Trust now for about 18 years, I think, and he's the director of communications and publications at the U.S.-China Business Council. He was formerly the director of that same job, had that same job with the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. When we first met him, he is a global thinker and an outstanding reporter on all things trade. And more importantly, he's our good friend, Doug Barry. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. I'm blushing after that introduction.
Well, it's the one your daughter sent me, so I try to read it just right. Hey, Doug. He's got a beautiful daughter, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen her. Hey, Doug. Where do we stand? Where do you think the U.S. stands today? And now that we're 3 months into the Biden administration, where do you think America is in terms of trade? Not just with any particular country, I should say, but with trade in general. What do you think?
I think we're doing pretty well. The balances are, not so great because of the pandemic. Exports are down, imports are down, but that will probably turn around. I think that in the coming months, we'll see the boom that people have been predicting, and that will help everything. That will improve our economic picture as a whole.
So you think the economic boom, they're talking about maybe double-digit growth in the second half. You think that will have a direct impact on trade, that will improve trade?
Yes, it will, because we'll be spending more money, the consumers will, and that will mean that for those kinds of consumer goods that we import, they will improve. And then I think that there'll be continued demand for our agricultural products, our manufacturers. People will go back to work, we'll be able to afford things, and since our economy is based so much on consumer spending, that is where I think you'll see the growth and the job increase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. And when we say trade, we're talking about just across borders with China,
right.
with our largest trading partner, partners north and south, Canada and Mexico. They're our two largest. Europe with Europe, and of course that includes oil. And trade goes both ways, right? I mean, I love Frederick Bastiat's quote, and I say it all the time. It's one of my favorites. 170 years ago, Frederick Bastiat said, "When goods cross borders, armies don't." What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's right. I do think that's right. And though this pandemic has been hard for everyone, I think particularly the developing world, I think you'll see in Africa and other places, countries that will need help because it's taken a terrible toll on them. So we need to be mindful of that. We also need to be mindful that we need to get as many people around the world vaccinated as we can, because the service trade is very important to the United States. And that means tourism. It means our airlines.
Tourism is trade too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is trade. Interestingly enough, it's put on the side of the accounts that are credited towards imports, because every dollar that a foreign tourist spends in the United States is money that we wouldn't have had otherwise.
It's micro trade, right? It's trade at the consumer level.
It's not a
$50 million order. It's a 79 cent hamburger, right?
That's right. And it's billions of dollars every year into the U.S. economy as a result of people coming from abroad and spending their money in New York, in San Francisco, and wherever they go. They're helping that economy.
And by the way, folks, I know that hamburgers are more than 79 cents. I should have said $1.79. And, of course, that depends on whether I'm taking my grandsons or not, because they only eat $5 hamburgers. You know, they only have they only get the big order, maybe the double. So on balance, trade is all things considered, with the pandemic and everything, trade has really hung in there pretty well, hasn't it? All things considered.
It's, yeah, it has. And I think the storm clouds on the horizon are the relationship between the U.S. and China, because yeah. China is our third largest trading partner. And we're growing, increasingly estranged from
each
other. And
we're going to talk about that when we come back, folks. This isn't the elephant in the living room. This is right out there. Everybody's talking about it. It's what we are, what's on our mind. We'll talk about the U.S.-China relationship, including especially with trade, after the break with our good friend Doug Barry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.